Hey there, curious minds. I'm so glad you're with me today on Curious Cat. I'm Andy, and if you're anything like me, you're fascinated by the beautiful collision of speed, passion, and history that drives some of the world's most iconic brands. Today we're diving into a story where horsepower meets high drama, where the road to success is as winding as a racetrack in the Alps. Buckle up, because we're talking about Ferrari. Yes, that Ferrari. The roaring red cars that have graced racetracks and posters on teenage bedroom walls for decades. But behind the sleek aerodynamic curves, an unmistakable growl of the engines is a story of ambition, rivalry, tragedy, and relentless pursuit of perfection. Let's throttle up. The story of Ferrari begins with a man, Enzo Ferrari. Born in Modena, Italy in 1898, Enzo was captivated by racing from a young age. He watched his first motor race at age 10 and never looked back. After serving in World War I and facing personal tragedy with the death of his father and brother, Enzo found work as a test driver and eventually a racer for Alfa Romeo. But here's where things start to take off. In 1929, Enzo created Scuderia Ferrari. Initially as the racing division of Alfa Romeo, the word Scuderia means stable in Italian, like a stable of horses, and of course their emblem was the now famous prancing horse. But did you know where that horse actually came from? Here's a fun detour. The prancing horse was originally the emblem of Count Francesco Baracca, an Italian fighter pilot during World War I. After Baracca died, his mother suggested that Enzo Ferrari use the symbol for good luck. It's been rearing on every Ferrari logo ever since. Back to the business though. Enzo eventually broke away from Alfa Romeo in the 1930s, but due to a contractual agreement, he couldn't build cars under the Ferrari name for a few years. So he created a company called Auto Avio Costruzioni. But by 1947, the first true Ferrari had arrived, the 125S. It may have looked modest by today's supercar standards, but under the hood was a 1.5-litre V12 engine, handmade and ready to fly. From the very beginning, Ferrari was obsessed with power, balance, and performance. And Enzo, he didn't design for comfort or for popularity. He famously said, "I don't sell cars, I sell engines. The cars I throw in for free since something has to hold the engine in." Now picture this, the 1950s and 60s. Ferrari's roaring through the streets of Monaco, slicing through Le Mans and Formula One circuits. Ferrari cars were winning. And often, but victory has its price. Racing was incredibly dangerous. Crashes and fatalities were tragically common, and Ferrari drivers weren't immune. Over the years, several high-profile deaths shook the team, including the crash of Wolfgang von Trips in 1961, which killed not just him, but also 15 spectators. Still, Ferrari remained dominant, especially in Formula One. As of today, Ferrari holds the record for the most constructors' championships and the most wins in Formula One history. They've been part of F1 since its first season in 1950, making them the only team to compete continuously since the sport's inception. But it hasn't always been red carpets and winners' circles. In the late 1960s, Ferrari was in financial trouble. Enzo searched for partners who could help the company stay afloat. Enter Ford Motor Company. Now here comes a twist that's straight out of a movie. Literally, the story was turned into the 2019 film Ford v Ferrari. Ford attempted to buy Ferrari in 1963, hoping to gain control over the racing success that had continually eluded them. But when Enzo found out that Ford wouldn't allow him complete control of the racing program, he abruptly walked away from the deal, supposedly with some colourful Italian insults thrown in. Henry Ford II, not one to take rejection lightly, responded by launching an American racing dream team to crush Ferrari at Le Mans. The rivalry was born. And in 1966, the Ford GT40 did just that, dominating the podium and ending Ferrari's six-year winning streak at the legendary 24 Hours of Le Mans. Eventually, Ferrari found a different partner. In 1969, Fiat took a 50% stake in Ferrari, injecting much-needed capital, while allowing Enzo to stay firmly in charge of the racing division. That's how he liked it. His true love always lay in racing. Ferrari to road cars, though. They were simply a way to fund the racing. Every Ferrari sold on the showroom floor was not just a driving machine, but a ticket to keeping Scuderia Ferrari competitive on the track. It's part of why Ferraris have always been exclusive. Small numbers, hand-built, and priced well into the territory of dreams. And let's talk design. Have you ever seen a Ferrari that didn't make your jaw drop a little? From the curves of the 250 GTO in the 60s to the sharp edges of today's SF90 Stradale. Ferrari has always worked with top designers like Pininfarina to shape cars that aren't just fast. They're moving works of art. By the way, that 250 GTO, it's considered the most valuable car in history. A 1963 model, sold in a private deal for $70 million. That's more than the budget for some entire car companies. After Enzo Ferrari passed away in 1988 at the age of 90, the world truly witnessed the end of an era. His influence on motorsport and car culture is immeasurable. But Ferrari continued, evolving under the guidance of new leaders, including Luca di Montezemolo in the 90s, who revamped both the product line and the Formula One team. And oh yes, remember the early 2000s, when Michael Schumacher couldn't stop winning? Ferrari took 5 consecutive world championships with Schumacher from 2000 to 2004. That era transformed the brand's reputation, not just as elite, but nearly unbeatable. Today, Ferrari is its own public company. It split from Fiat Chrysler in 2016 to become independent again, and yet they've maintained their mystique. In an era when cars are increasingly automated and electric, Ferrari remains a celebration of visceral driving. That growl from the engine, the paddle shifters, the sharp turns, it's all about passion. Now they're even entering the EV space. But carefully. Ferrari plans to launch its first all-electric model in 2025, but don't expect them to abandon their DNA. As one executive said, "We'll deliver a Ferrari-like electric car." Which is to say, it won't just be fast. It'll be emotional. And one more cool fact, only about 15,000 Ferraris are made each year. That's as many vehicles as Toyota makes in just 4 hours. Yet Ferrari turns more profit per car than any other automaker. That's the power of dreamship over dealership. So, what is Ferrari really? It's a brand, yes, it's a racing team. But most of all, it's an idea. That speed and soul belong together. That excellence is worth chasing, even if the road is hard and the competition fierce. Maybe you'll never sit behind the wheel of a Ferrari, but you're part of the story just by being captivated by it. All right, fellow travellers, that's all for today's ride. We've cruised through a century of roaring engines, fierce rivalries, and unmatched artistry. If you learned something new today, or felt a little more horsepower in your soul, I'd call that a win. Until next time, stay curious, stay passionate, and keep asking questions that make life a little more fascinating. I'm Andy. See you on the next episode of Curious Cat.